Quest Gaming Network is proud to present Adrenaline Gaming, the show about all things first-person shooter, fighter, and action platformer. Come get some. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Adrenaline Gaming Podcast, episode number 6. We had another hiatus last week due to illnesses. I apologize. Half of my staff, which was Mike and Derek, got sick and no replacements. So we had to take the week off. We apologize, but we are back. And in this week, we have Planet Side 2, Borderlands 2, and Halo 4 talk for you guys. Don't get too excited about the Halo 4 talk. You may not like the results. This episode is brought to you by TweakedAudio.com. Tweaked Audio is the best earbuds on the market. Can't go wrong with them. Free shipping, lifetime warranty, outstanding quality. I put them in my ears just to drown out the noise of my kids. If you know the code off the record, all one word, you get 30% off your order.
You finished Pyro Beats bullshit! Now go talk to him and he'll probably tell you he's gonna give you a sponsor. But then he'll betray you and try to kill you and you'll have to kill him and it will be awesome! Anything you wanna add, Pete?
No. You, covered it. Thanks for that.
You are welcome!
I am Joe the Widget Wilson, joined as always by Michael Forney.
Yo.
Dan the Man Boontini Wilson.
I had to ask, what the heck was that clip? That was hilarious.
And Derek McClure.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
That was Mr. Torque during one of the quests in the arena in the Mr. Torque expansion pack. I'm going to talk about that today because it is awesome. Speaking of which, I'm going to do it right now, guys. I actually took the time and said, you know what, I'm going to give it another shot. I know last time I raged on last episode and about how, it's an arena. And yeah, the first arena stinks. And then I stopped and realized, you know, what if I just slow down because every enemy in that arena is fighting each other too? So I was just walking around the back of the arena picking them off one by one. Doing that for each phase, and eventually, you know, I was able to beat it without an issue. But then the game, then that expansion opens up. Yeah, there's little quirky things that you have to, arenas, if you will, that you have to do, but they get fun. Like, the next one you have to do is a bar brawl.
That sounds awesome!
You wind up in Pyro Pete's bar, that you have after you fight your way to it, of course. And man, the combat is tough in this game. In the expansion, it is tough. It's the toughest I've seen in the game yet, especially with the amount of BAs and bruisers all over the place. They stink, especially when you're doing solo play. After I got through the arena, I realized that I didn't like the path I went down, because I went down the center path with my commando, where it explodes with a nuclear blast.
Mm-hmm.
It may be OP in the first playthrough, and the second playthrough, it kills a couple that are really close to it and barely hurts anyone else. So I went back to the first tree on the left-hand side where you can pull out the rockets and the slag and the dual guns. Completely put all my points into that tree for the survivability and the rocket, the turret. And I started destroying everything inside because I have one of those mods that you put on that it decreases my cooldown by 34%. Which is already fast as it is because of what I'm doing on that tree. So it's barely over a minute and I can respawn it.
Nice. Yeah, I finally got to the bottom of that one, so now I've got a teleporting slag machine gun of death.
Well, you're a higher level than my commando is. He's only like his mid-30s right now.
Yeah, mid-40s.
But man, the bar brawl is a blast. You have to go in the bar, you have to pick a fight with the patrons and kill all the BA bruisers. Before the time limit runs out.
That sounds just like my night last night.
Yeah, pretty much. After you beat it, and I was always wondering, because you go to the torque machines, and they have those really epic, like, legendary guns and epic guns for 96 of the torques, and then, like, for the legendaries, 600. I was thinking, how in the world am I going to get that? You complete a quest, you get 5 or 10, I noticed that as I got further and further in the story, the amount I got for completing a quest increased, but all the BAs were dropping Torque coins.
Oh, nice.
And I found a way to farm them. Because in the bar brawl, after you complete it, you only need to complete it once for the quest, the main quest line. But then it opens up round 2, round 3. I'm stuck on round 3. I'm having a hard time beating it because it goes down to 2 minutes from 3, down from 2 minutes to a minute and a half. I'm stuck on that one, but I realized I was okay with not being able to beat round 3 because I was getting 8, 9 coins just going in there for a minute and a half. And just go redo the quest, go back in there, get 8, 9 more coins, and before I knew it, I had 100.
Nice.
So that's a way you can farm it. So that's 2 tips for you guys. Take your time on the first arena. Don't rush it. Don't run in the center. You have to start in the center, run to the side, and just work your way around and take them off one by one. Farm the bar brawl. It's not only is it fun, but farm it. With my rocket launcher, or my turret, Mike, it just mows through everything in sight. However, the BA bruisers can kill it in 2 or 3 hits.
Yeah, but with the teleport thing that mine has, it increases its life by like 200% or 300% or something.
Well, I look forward to getting that.
So, mine has a lot more life.
I did realize, though, that... Well, the story is amazing. I love the story.
I love getting all pumped on Slim Jims. You're going nowhere. You're gonna die? That's completely badass.
I was laughing my tush off the entire time, but then I rescued a certain character who's buxom or who is voluptuous in the game for what it is, and rescued her, and then she sent me off to a trainer. And the trainer gave me a quest that I did the quest and I was laughing the entire way through it as I did the entire quest. And this is the audio. I went and recorded my entire way through the quest just for the heck of it. Then I spliced all of it together in one long string. It took me about 30 to 40 minutes to complete the quest. And I took all the audio from this one particular character I had to do the quest, who was my trainer, if you will, and put it all together. And this is what it is.
Step 1 of my training regimen is food. You got to get those carbs, son. The back of the arena got tons of noms for the workers. Get some cookies so you can eat them and grow up big and strong and kick piston in the butt. Oh, snap! They got chocolate chip! As a connoisseur of tasty treats, I can assure you chocolate chip cookies are the for real deal. A lot of people think you gotta eat protein and stuff if you want to strength train, but I'm like, real badasses eat chocolate chip cookies! I'm gonna get that tattooed across my back in old English font. Those cookies weren't chocolate chip. Those are raisins. Why? Shaggy! Destroy all the food dispensers! Wipe the raisin abominations off the map! I just wanted chocolate chip cookies! Why do bad things happen to good people?
Holy cattle suck! Somebody's destroying our food dispensers! In a few months, all the workers will probably starve to death! That is awesome!
Why would you ever make cookies that aren't chocolate chip? You brought this on yourselves, Tor!
Yes!
You did it. No one will ever have to fall victim to that oatmeal raisin evil ever again. Come on back, Hugabutt.
Your training is complete for now, Maho. Let me know if you need any more help from a master! Until then, get to a battle board. Moxie's fine ass set up some fights for you that should pull Motor Mama out of hype.
Tiny Tina is officially the coolest 13-year-old ever invented.
Love it. I need a moment to breathe.
I can't. Okay, just that alone is like worth buying the game and all the DLC.
Yeah. Tiny Tina is worth everything and anything you can get.
I want an oatmeal raisin cookie now.
I have a very good newfound respect for chocolate chip cookies. After doing that quest. It's hilarious when you're playing it, but when you splice it all together and hear the entire thing played out, it actually sounds like they recorded it in one long string and then just cut it up.
Yeah, that's freaking hilarious.
But that's the first quest I got through, and then I got done with that last night. I stopped the game. I'm going to get back into it. I got to beat this thing because this quest chain is hilarious. What really PO'd me is I was trying to record my entire playthrough for audio clips, And when it went to the Tiny Tina first, she had this really awesome, hilarious intro. Mr. Torque introduces her, and then she says something, and it was absolutely hilarious, and I realized that my recording was blank.
Oh, that sucks.
I was not pleased.
Ooh.
So I'm going to have to go again some other time on another character and record that audio, because I'm going to try to get every bit of Tiny Tina's sound files I can get. She rocks. And then, of course, Mr. Torque's my very close favorite second character ever.
That's just awesome!
The workers are probably going to die of starvation.
That's awesome! He's going to betray you. You're going to kill him after he attacks you. That's awesome!
So here's a little tidbit of information. This guy sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I come from the place where Macho Man Randy Savage started. I used to watch him while he was an amateur wrestler. If you can figure out where that is, you'll know where I came from.
Any wrestling fans out there probably already know that.
Yep.
Well, this is exactly where he came from, and this is where he started. You have to be there.
I'm not Jamal Jones!
So I'm going to actually take those sound files that I recorded, those long ones, I'm going to create little tiny sound files I can play through all my shows.
Columbus, Ohio?
No.
Oh, that's where he was born.
Well, I'm talking about where he wrestled. Anyway.
Be specific.
Does anybody know if the season pass to Borderlands 2 is still available on Steam? Because it just sold me.
Yeah, it is. Well, okay, you have to play the first DLC that came out too, man. That's just, it's wicked. Captain Scarlet.
Oh, I love that DLC.
It's kind of creepy, but it's awesome. I'm buying the DLC twice. I have the season pass for my PC, and I'm buying each one individually on my PlayStation 3. I gotta buy it so me and Dan can play it together.
Right.
Because now that I'm sold on it, I was really leery at first, but when you get past that first arena match, it gets awesome. It's very hard, but it is awesome.
All I have to say is prepare to play the medic.
In the
I'm
words,
be needing resin.
In the words of arena. Mr. Torque, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I can't wait actually to play that.
We are Daniel. This next week, I'm gonna buy it. We'll play it.
Awesome.
So, before we get into the Halo 4 stuff, there is a lot about PlanetSide 2 going on right now. I mean, this is the second week it's been in launch. It's been an amazing 2 weeks for the game. They had to open up several servers right after launch, a couple days after, and they're continuing opening more because the player base is too much for what they have currently. Congratulations, SOE. That's an accomplishment. And I knew this game's going to do well because it is that good. There's no question about it.
Yeah, you know you're doing something right when you have to open multiple servers every single week or so.
Yeah, Dan doesn't know anything. But that's okay. That's very typical. And Q, one-star review. All right, so they're going to have a double XP weekend this coming weekend to say thank you for all the server issues that they had during launch. Our server was completely stable. We had it shut down once randomly at one time at one night, and it was up another hour or two later. But I personally haven't seen any issues. You guys see any issues with the server?
I didn't until today, but that was not with our server. That was with the login server.
No, the login client. Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Derek both have had issues with that.
I've had trouble since after the first day. The next day I couldn't get the or the next time the patch came out, I could not get it patched, and it took me over a week up until today to finally get it patched. And then I got in the game, and it was so buggy I couldn't play.
If you redownload the launcher, you can repair the game. It has an option to repair it. And that takes a fraction of the time of what it would to reinstall.
Well, I'll definitely look into that because I'm subbed up and ready to go, and I can't get in.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yep.
Definitely stinks.
On the other news, though, on the good side, Massively had an interview with Higby last week. And he stated that they are working on account-wide unlocks for everything purchased with Station Cash. Where is my cheering? Right here. I think that sums it up. Congratulations, SOE. You got something very, very right. Anyway.
Yeah. It's awesome because, you know, you buy a gun, you can use it with any character you create. However, you're not going to be able to use, you know, obviously, faction-specific ones you won't be able to use with the other factions, but...
Right.
Still, that's obvious. And if you're pissed about that, well...
Who would be?
Too bad. That's too bad.
I think maybe the SOE CEOs are. Has less money in their pocket, but it's good for the players across the board.
Yep.
All right. No, I think this is a good move because I think everything's a little too pricey, but just the way the beta went, I mean, they seem to be really good at listening to our player base, and I'm sure it all gets straightened out, and this is a good move in the right direction.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yep, I agree.
Hopefully, they take it even further to where you get it with cert points as well, because that's all I can afford.
I don't think they're doing it with cert points.
No, uh-uh.
Cert points are character-specific, so it'd be kind of counterintuitive to use it account-wide.
Yeah, you guys are right.
Get a job, Dan. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
I was just saying my opinion, but that really makes sense.
All right, so has anyone besides me and Dan gotten any Planet Side 2 time in?
I got like 30 minutes between having to run to the bathroom last week and, you know, empty stuff out.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Obviously, Derek has had issues.
Well, I actually did get to play for like 15 minutes today, and the time I was in there, I got a few kills. I was running around with the lightning. It was a lot of fun. But then just bugged out on me. I wish I could play longer.
Yeah, I was playing on my new laptop, and it runs the game pretty good. I got to run it on medium-low settings for big battles, but I was still getting 30 frames a second, and I was still able to, you know, shoot people in the head, then run and raise them and stuff, so.
Are you running a 64-bit operating system?
Yeah, or Windows 8.
Okay, because I've been hearing a lot of complaints about people with 32-bit operating systems just not having a good time in this game.
I don't know why you'd run a 32-bit operating system anyways. If you're running a 32-bit operating system, your computer should barely be able to run the game.
Yeah, it should barely be able to run.
Those people who upgraded, you know, probably paid a sick amount of money for a really good graphics card that could probably still hold up today.
Well, the thing is about Planet Side 2 is that it's not graphics card intensive. It pulls most of its power from the processor.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's my laptop is integrated.
So that's why Mike can play it on the laptop pretty well, and compared to other games of equal quality, he couldn't.
You see, the problem with like a 32-bit operating system and why it doesn't run well is because I think the max RAM you can use on your computer in a 32-bit operating system is like 2 or 3 gigs.
4.
Is 4 gigs? Uh-huh. So the game itself
it's
running on 4 gigs.
It's actually 3.74.
Well, yeah, the game itself isn't going to run good on that amount. It's too little.
Right.
Well, it's 4 gig, but some of that RAM gets allocated when it gets...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the reason behind it. We do have 108 up and running.
Yes,
our outfit. It hasn't had very many people. I haven't been on Planet Side 2 near as much as I've been wanting to lately. I tweet every time I get on so people can get on and get invited.
I
have a mile-long friends list right now, and hardly anyone's ever on when I'm on that friends list, so it's hard for me to invite. But anyway, if you get in the game, we're on the Waterton server, Vanu side, and I still get people all the time asking me, what faction are you? It's Vanu, the purple Vanu. Guys, lasers, pew-pew,
Vanu.
It's just look at which one's the most awesome, that's us.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Why do you have to keep asking?
We're purple. I mean, come purple. On.
Yeah.
We rock. Barney's our mascot. You can't go wrong.
We're not blue. We're not red. We're purple.
I heard someone in... I was playing the game, and I saw we were fighting some TRs, and they said something that made it funny. That, you know how you can do the yell, and no matter what faction you're on, you can read it?
Yeah.
Some TR was yelling out, oh, great, here comes the Barney Patrol or the Barney Parade, as we walked through them and took over 4 of their bases.
That must have been. That was probably a 13-year-old that was not as cool as Tiny Tina.
No, I don't know of any 13-year-old near as cool as Tiny Tina. Yeah. And if they are, they're normally in mental institutions.
Yes.
I'm sure Tiny Tina would be playing Benny anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, shorty.
In fact.
So
that gives me an idea.
W-A-G-I-T, that's me. Mike can also invite, his name is Terranix. Your name, Mike, is spelled?
T-E-R-A-N-Y-X.
And as well as Derek, who is Arijin. A-R-R-I-J-I-N.
So A-R-R-A-J-I-N.
What he said. And send him a friends list invite, and when he finally gets in game, he'll be able to invite as well. I'm going to get more people.
That's one thing I did get to do today. I had like 26 friend requests. I was able to wipe those out pretty quick.
Regico can actually do invites too. It's R-E-G-I-Q-O, I believe is how he spells it.
Yeah.
So he can invite as well. We're gonna promote other players up to our invite ranks so they can get people on, and we'll put on something, either our forums, website, Twitter, you know, things like that. Anyway, I did get into PlanetSide 2 quite a bit. And a couple weeks ago, I had the most amazing air battles I've ever been in. I went into a tail gunner for a pilot who was looking for a tail gunner. He already had a gunner, and he was using the local chat for the combat. Our belly gunner wasn't chatting at all, but me and him were talking back and forth. That guy was the best Liberator pilot I have ever seen. Period. We were in the middle of a massive armor battle, which is tanks and things of that nature, ground units. We did a total of 13 passes around where the TR were coming out of their base with their armor, the tanks. And my gun was anti-infantry, my tail gun. The belly gunner was the one that was anti-tank. And I think by the time we finally got taken out, well, we didn't get taken out at all, actually. His wing got stuck on the landing pad and he couldn't fly out. But he would come back in. I don't know if he was like a max level engineer or what. We would land, have maybe 20% of our armor left. He would land, and before the ship even fully landed, we were repaired and back up and running.
Wow.
He would hop out, repair us instantly, and we'd be gone. And it would reload us every time we went on the landing pad. He was dodging fire like I couldn't believe it. It was incredible, and I was getting kill after kill after kill. We took out something like 30 to 40 tanks in that process.
Oh my gosh.
It was sick. Then I got a wild hair, and I got my scythe with the Hellfire missiles, and I made 9 passes without dying.
Now that is an accomplishment.
I had fire coming at me from every direction. It was incredible. I'd never had such an adrenaline rush during that. Was teaching me how to pilot, my master. Oh yeah. I would just do a carpet bomb. I'd fly in, carpet bomb with my Hellfire, get out, go land, repair, come back around, do it again. I did that 9 times, and I took out 7 tanks, and I don't remember how many infantry. But I just carpet bombed the road where they were coming out, and we turned the tide. We were able to take that base very quickly after those passes. Then I got in later. I did quite a few different runs into the game. A couple of nights weren't so great, where my deaths were much greater than my kills. So right now my kill-death ratio is 0.92 overall, which isn't bad. I mean, it's not fantastic. I got 12th place the other night, though, because with my Mag Rider run I did.
Oh, was I in that one?
Yes, you were.
Oh, that was one of our best runs.
We were on almost a 50-minute run on the Mag Rider in near constant battle.
It was awesome.
I have the front armor equipped, and I got the first level of the speed mod. Plus, Dan was using my railgun on top for anti-armor, and I have my main gun, which is my splash cannon that destroys everything anyway.
I'm beginning to be a dead shot with that railgun.
We took out 2 Sunderers, 6 or 7 tanks, countless infantry. I hit, didn't remember this, we had a couple of ATVs going around us. I hit one that was in mid-flight of jumping in the air with a direct shot with my cannon.
I was like, oh, dang!
He exploded all over our tank as we were driving by. It was fantastic. And there was one point we were on the road, and one of a Mag Rider in front of me got taken out by the TR tank. What's it called? I know these names. Prowler. I know them. The Prowler? That's the TR one?
Prowler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So we came out, and it was a big pile of rubber. Rubble, all flame and smoke. We went plowing right through it. As soon as we came out of it, that tank didn't even see us coming. Me and Dan both opened fire onto him and destroyed him. Went right through his rubble and continued to kill. Tons and tons of having to go back around and repair. But and quite a few different ammo runs. But we were nonstop for about 50 minutes in that tank in constant battle.
And because of how long the repair runs were, because we only had one engineer and that was the lowest level, after that, the next time I got in, I trained up my engineering to the third level, and I can repair really fast now. So next time we do a run like that, we'll just stop for what, maybe a minute, and then we'll be right back off again.
Yeah. I'm having fun with my Lightning, too. That thing's a fun one to drive. I'm so torn. I love flying. I love flying my Liberator. I did a Liberator run with Dan and Sean, Syntheria. We did pretty good. We did a couple passes. We were in the air for about 15, 20 minutes. I mean, for Liberator, that's not too bad. Especially Liberator where I don't have any cert points spent into it. So like I've bought weapons for my aircraft, but I haven't gotten any cert points put into them yet. So that's been my couple weeks in PlanetSide 2. I'm still loving that game. Every time I get into it, I have a blast. No, it would be so much more fun if we can get the 108 build up bigger to where we can actually start getting a platoon running. I mean, we had a full squad one night. That was a blast.
Oh, yeah. That was actually last week, I think, after the show, wasn't it? Or the last episode we did after the show.
No, it was last week that happened. The middle of the week. It was like last weekend, I think, when that happened. We did a near full squad when me and you were going, too, after the show.
Yeah. That one was fun.
It's always more fun when you get friends and teammates doing it. When
I do, and
alone.
I do also have my the spawn for the Sunderer now.
Mm.
So
nice. That's good enough.
I can deploy it as a mobile spawn point.
We also had Sean, aka Syntheria, with us in a Lightning when we were doing that big tank run. He was just staying behind us as we took most of the hits.
And I was surprised at how much that thing could take and how fast it could get away. It was awesome.
With the speed mod, I'm just as fast as a Lightning.
Nice.
Well, I can't wait to get back into this game because today I got in there and it was bugged out, but still I was in there by myself, so it wasn't as fun. Because the most fun I've had in here is like being your gunner, pretty much. So I can't wait to get the 108 built up. So we always have someone to play with.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun when you have people to play with.
I'm building an MMORPG right now that sucked away most of my life the last month. So that's been pretty rough trying to balance that with my game time.
You telling me?
Yeah. Derek's been with me right there.
But like, it's game time. I could go play PlanetSide 2, or I could go...
I try to jump into PlanetSide 2 for a couple hours when I can, and then if I have time right after that, I'll go right into Minecraft and start building that game. Okay, what is your guys' plan for your loadouts? What's your future plans? Mike?
Well, I pretty much I'm trying to work on some of my armor, but first I want to get all my healing maxed out, all my healing stuff, you know, so when I race people, they come up with full life, and I can heal them faster and that sort of thing. I've got the gun that I like right now. It's awesome. I talked about it in the last episode, right? And off the top of my head, I can't remember the name of it. But it is, it's fun. And then I want to get the healing grenades and the raising grenades. Those things are awesome. You can chuck them like into the middle of a group of dead people and it'll raise everybody in an area.
There's
or heal everybody in an
like
area.
That?
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
It's like, but it's there like 200, I think, for the healing grenades to unlock. 200 cert points and like 400 or something for the res ones to unlock.
That's not too bad, really.
Save up.
Yeah, so eventually I'll get up there. I had them in the beta. They were a blast.
Literally.
Yeah.
They were a blast. But
Dan, you're about 2 minutes too late. All right. what about you, Derek? What are your future plans when you get it running?
I've just confirmed that I'm going to go ahead and go engineer. Like I said, I only have fun when I have other people around. So I really never have I ever liked playing a support class in any game, but I love it in this game.
Yeah, I love having engineers with me. High level engineers, be my gunner, please.
Yeah, well, that's the most fun. So yeah, I want a gun for somebody. Jump out, repair when I need to. Jump back in.
Hello, train.
The most fun is healing people.
Are you going to do any kind of vehicles, or are you just going to just focus on engineer?
I want to do vehicles just because, like, as Mike said, he's got the Sundra unlocked as a spawn point, but he usually plays in the daytime.
Yep.
I usually get to play at night, so we kind of need that balancer. So just pretty much for the 108, I'll go ahead and work on the Sundra right now.
We need a galaxy pilot, someone who can put all the sir points into a galaxy.
Hey, I'll do that then.
That thing is, if you get that thing maxed out, it's wicked.
Well, max it out, you can use it as a mobile spawn too.
And other things too.
Yep.
See, yeah, that'll work out for me. I can just, I mean, as long as you say, you know, we want to go from point A to point B, I can do that. But I kind of suck at driving.
You need to set up for a hot drop. That way you can just deploy us and then go find a place to land.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That's my plan.
What I'm planning to do is just be full air support. You got a tricked out scythe and be in the air most of the time. But when I'm needed, I'm also going to be a full max style engineer as well.
I am doing full heavy armor, I'm doing the heavy right now for my ground unit, but with a heavy focus on my mag rider. And I'm going to do a focus on Liberator after my mag rider is where I want it. I'm going to do another couple speed boosts. I have another 1,200 or 700 points to max out my speed boost on my mag rider. So
it's interesting to see how we've all changed since the beta.
Yeah, I know. Planetside 1, I was such a pilot. In this game, I love flying a lot. There's a lot of people a lot better than me out in the air. When I'm in that mag rider, there's not too many people better than me. When it comes to the enemies coming up against us, it's just, I don't know. I seem to always do extremely well on a mag rider. Everything else, so-so. I know the mag rider is easy to use. I mean, you can dodge rocket fire.
Oh, yeah.
But there's still a lot of skill involved to be a really good mag rider. Tank driver.
Yeah, Joe goes a little bit slower than me. He takes a little more careful. When I'm in one of those things, I drive like a bat out of hell.
Just go ahead and disassemble the brake.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brake. Who needs brakes?
Brake. That's why the thing hovers.
Brakes. We don't mean no brakes.
Dan, go ahead and talk about Planetside 2, man.
Well, all that I've been doing is basically gunning for Joe and his mag rider. But whenever I'm not doing that, I'm around sitting in bases with my repair gun as tank after tank comes through needing repairs. So I'm just like that pit stop guy for the NASCAR drivers. They come through, I repair them, they get out. That's all I'm really doing. And from doing that, I'm leveling up really fast.
I love engineers that do that. At a major vehicle spawn area or where ammo is, I'll see engineers waiting there. I'll come in to get my ammo. I don't have to get out of my tank. They'll just sit there and repair me, and I'm off. Like Dan said, a pit crew. Those people rock.
That's a really good idea, considering like you're specializing in heavy anyway. So now you don't have to worry about jumping out and repairing and taking so long because you're not so high of an engineer. That's a great idea.
But sadly, I'm afraid to admit I have been neglecting my air combat training. So I need to get back into my scythe and try to dogfight a little bit more and train up in that.
Fair enough.
That's been my plan aside too.
Derek, so I see you've been playing Hawken. What is that?
Hawken is a mech shooter.
I have seen video of it.
It is gorgeous. Like I said, I tried to play Planetside 2. It didn't work out. I was like, well, I'm going to try getting Hawking because I was having trouble with that one before, too. I finally got in today, and it's a bit overwhelming. There's so much going on. but I just jumped in it blind. I managed to get a few kills in. It was a lot of fun, a lot of energy, and the maps are just great. I mean, it's really, really pretty game. And I'm going to jump in a few more times. Open beta starts by the next show on the 12th, I think. So I'll have more to say about it next week. But my initial impression is it's something I'm really going to get into.
It's another free-to-play but it's not really a true MMO, is it?
No. It's kind of like Planetside. It's more like, probably like TF2. It's more like death matches and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's not an MMO style, but that is pretty cool, though, the idea of getting into a mech, getting into first-person or third-person mech combat like that.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's free-to-play, but the way it looks like they got a good setup like Planetside. You don't have to ever spend money on it. It doesn't look like, and you'll have fun.
Nice. They probably have like the store for mech upgrades and stuff like that, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So I did get an Xbox 360 early Christmas present, and I went ahead and got Halo 4, so people would get off my back. And I watched Dan and my son and my other adopted-ish son play it. But Dan, what was your experience before I get into mine?
Well, the multiplayer is kind of fun, but it's not bad. I did have a lot of fun whenever we were just casually playing. But when my nephew found out about assassinating, it got kind of annoying, because what he'd do is I'd come at him head on, shoot at him, he'd skirt around me, go to my back, and assassinate me. And there's no countering it. If they can get behind you, they can kill you. There's no countering it at all.
Even straight on, they hit you with the light sword or whatever, or they even butt you with the front of their gun to kill you. It's ridiculous.
It is. He takes after another person that I know.
Yeah. Anyway. But I watched and I looked over and I thought they were playing Halo 3, because I was given that game a long time ago from friends to give it a shot. And I thought they were playing Halo 3. And I looked at the case and it was Halo 4 they were playing, so I told myself right then and there, I'm not going to bother with multiplayer. I didn't like 3 at all. So what I did do, though, to give it a fair shake, is I did play the campaign. I always hear great things about the campaign. I gave it 2 hours, almost 3, and rage quit. I can't stand the control mechanics of that game. The way they configure the controller, the way the controller is, it feels clunky. Aiming is rough. It's very much on the rails. That's why the same reason I don't like Call of Duty first campaign. It may have a great story, maybe visually pretty, but if the gameplay is not dynamic, I can care less. And it's on the rails, very, very, very much so. You press this button to jump up this elevator shaft. Yay, oh, watch, here comes flying debris. Jump this way. Fun to an extent. But when you're in hallways constantly, just having to... I don't know if I got far enough to where it opens up or what. I got pretty far, and I'm afraid to say I'm just not impressed. I mean, some of the graphics are beautiful. That computer chick is pretty hot, but when it comes down to it, the gameplay is very lacking compared to modern first-person shooters. It has a very, very old feel to it. And that's just my honest opinion, guys, from based on... many, many, many years of playing first-person shooters, ever since GoldenEye, ever since, heck, I was first got into shooters when Wolfenstein 3D came out. I remember its launch. So, it's just not my cup of tea. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
That was pretty much my gaming for the week.
Yeah, or lack thereof, in my case.
Alrighty, well, I guess that's it for this week's show. I mean, we got to get these guys over here playing more so we can get more to talk about. Not exactly the longest episode, but, you know, we got some stuff out for you guys. We got a show going, but we do have a couple emails, so that's going to give us a little bit more time here. And the first email comes in to us from Cyrock. It says, big fan of the new show, especially the Borderlands 2 talk. I would like to ask Borderlands 2 questions each week. This week, what is your favorite and least favorite in-game gun makers? For me, my favorite is Jacob's because the fire as fast as pull trigger ability. My least is Hyperion because of the highly inaccuracy of their guns. Also, if Joe didn't read my tweet, I say that if you have 42 plus commando to reset skills and put skill points in the right tree all the way down and left tree halfway down. The right tree increases your chance to survive with skills like moving faster, dealing more damage than when down, mag lock skill, which locks turret to a surface, and a skill which has your turret have a shield. I'm reading exactly as he's writing this, guys. The last skill is lets you throw two turrets. Combo this with left tree, which is for turret damage. You should have two mag locked turrets with shields and missile launchers. I found this combo worked fairly well. I am actually a big fan of my other way of doing it, down the left side and then going center. The amount of power with the turret is substantially so much that even in the second playthrough, you don't have to really too worry about survival ability too much. Just go run and hide until the cooldown's done in a minute and throw it out again. But that's just my preference. It's all really about preference. There's multiple different ways that make it viable. Mike plays a different way that's extremely viable for him. So, as far as gun makers, I am actually a big fan of the Torque guns. The fire rate is ridiculous and the power behind them.
I like pretty much all the guns. I take a gun when I first get it, use it for a minute, see how the fire rate is, see how the accuracy is, see basically how the recoil is, and make my judge there. I use pretty much every different manufacturer there is.
Yeah, I have a whole mix of them in my backpack right now.
And I actually, Jacobs is probably my least favorite because of that pull as fast as you can pull the trigger finger.
Mike doesn't rely on accuracy, guys. He relies on spray and pray.
No, actually, I do accuracy on this one. I just don't like the Jacobs because it's a single shot. I'd rather burst or fully auto.
I like the single shots. Especially for handguns, because of the power behind them.
I like single shots for sniper rifles. Obviously.
Yeah. Dan and Derek, you have any opinions on this?
My favorite would have to be Torque, because for my character, I use a lot of shotguns and rocket launchers, which are big damage-based weapons. And that's what Torque specializes in, the damage dealing. The one that I really don't like would have to be Hyperion, because they're highly inaccurate. That's my preferences.
Are Hyperion's really that inaccurate?
It is. They are highly inaccurate.
I've got
inaccurate.
One, and man, I got this thing has like a 95% accuracy. It's a submachine gun, too.
Yeah, Hyperion's make some of the best submachine guns.
See, just what Mike said is what I was going to say. I have no brand loyalty. Just whatever, I pick up a gun, if it works nice, that's my new favorite.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Go with what works. Our next email, Mike, you want to get it?
Sure. Tony Cornelis writes, what's up, ladies? Hope this ain't too late for this week's show. I got a question for you all relating to PlanetSide 2. What is your favorite class, and what gun do you pick with it? Also, can someone get the ammo pack in the engineer tree to work? I have it in my tree, but none in my inventory, and I can't find the place where I can buy them, like the grenades. Anywhere is going to keep this short. I love you, Joe. Hope to meet you in game sometime. Boone. Never mind.
My email of the week. I know how it is for grenades. I don't really play an engineer. But for grenades, for instance, you have to, when you go into a resupply station, you just click on the grenade icon in your loadout, and it'll take you to buy more, and you buy more with your weapon icon, with your weapon resource. I usually buy 12 at a time. That way, I'll get one in my inventory every time I respawn for 12 respawns. At least until I, throw them. I'm assuming that's the same way for the ammo guys?
Not really. You don't have to buy more ammo. The ammo is Well, what I've seen so far, the ammo is infinite. I think ammo his problem packs. Is you have to hold down the button a little bit before it throws down. He's probably just pressing it real quick, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You got to hold it down a little bit until you actually see your guy throw it, and then it'll be on the ground, and you can go and pick it up.
I love those ammo packs. I had an engineer run around with me when I was doing my dual burster on my Max in a heavy air fight area. I didn't have to stop. I was just gunning, thanks to that engineer.
Now, Dan, am I remembering correctly that you actually had to unlock certain different types of ammo? Like, you only start out throwing down one type?
Yeah. I haven't really been sure. I've spent most of my cert points into the toolkit, but
okay,
that's probably the deal.
As for my favorite class, it's definitely heavy, and I really enjoy the Lasher. Lasher is one of my favorite guns by far, especially when you get into a situation where the enemy is in a more of a compact area with a lot of infantry around, because the splash damage does insane damage.
Yeah, I'm medic all the way, so, I mean, gun doesn't really matter too much to me. My favorite gun would probably be the one that heals people.
Well, I personally am engineer, and I can't tell you my gun preference because I haven't looked at them all that much. So as soon as I get a chance to look at it, I'll probably have an answer to that question.
Well, with the support classes, the gun's only like a second nature. It's not your primary thing like with a heavy or a light assault. True. Even an infiltrator. I mean, infiltrators, you got to have those sniper rifles, man. Yeah, you did skip an email, Mike. Dan, why don't you get the next email, man, from Sean.
All right. This one comes to us from Sean Steer, and he says, "Hi, everyone. Just like to say that the podcast is great. I'm loving it. It has actually got me to try new games that I would not have normally picked up, like Borderlands 2, which I am so addicted to, by the way, and more recently, PlanetSide 2. I was hoping that I'd see you guys on PlanetSide and be able to fight alongside you guys. I'm not very good, but heck, I can only get better, right? Keep up the great work, guys, from Sean Steer in the UK."
It doesn't matter how good you are. We'll take anybody.
Yeah, is he very good? Can't person? Get any better, switch to medic.
Yeah, if we can't get better, switch to medic. Mike.
That's what I did.
Or engineer. I was about to say, if we worried about being good, I'm out. I mean, that's going to suck.
Just get in there and have fun with people you enjoy playing with. That's what it is about, man. I mean, even if we're in this if we're in a massive platoon, we have numbers, so it's going to be a benefit regardless. Unless we come up with against another massive platoon that's well-trained and kicks our tush. But still, beside the point.
But there's so many people around that nobody will notice that you're sucking anyway.
Exactly. Just go out there and have fun.
It's not about the points. It's about the gameplay.
You may not be at my alpha squad, but, you know. All right, guys. Anything else you want to say on these emails before we wrap this up?
I don't think that about covers it.
Yep.
All right, we are the 108 Battalion. We are on Waterfront Server, the venue side. Come check us out, guys.
Waterton.
That one. W-A-R-T-E-R? W-A-T-E-R-S-O-N. I can spell.
It's all right. Don't get the hanging.
Anyway, Derek, how about those iTunes shout-outs?
From the USA, we have Genis26 and Scooter138. And from the UK, we have Richard Hope.
All right, our final thoughts.
It is awesome!
Enough said. Mike?
I just can't wait to be able to play some games this week, finally, after being sick for a week. So nobody try to talk to me tomorrow.
Done and done. And Derek?
I pretty much echo Mike. I spent all week last week sick, laying in bed. I can't wait to get back into playing some games and hopefully get into PlanetSide 2.
And Mr. Dan.
I will try to put down Fable and play some more shooters for you guys for next week.
All right, how to reach us. Our main website for this podcast is adrenalinepodcast.com. The main website for everything Quest Gaming Network is questgamingnetwork.com. The email for this show, email us in your questions, your thoughts, anything. The games you're playing, it doesn't have to be the ones we talk about, at adrenalinegamingpodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter is at adrenalinecast. Individual Twitters, I am at author J.R. Wilson. Mike is at Insane Hero, H-I-R-O. Derek is at Subprota, S-U-B-P-R-O-T-A. Dan is at Boone_Teeny. Adrenaline Gaming is a Quest Gaming Network production in association with Millith Network. Keep on shooting those faces, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Adios, amigos.
Later. Are these raisins in my cookies?